What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we all know, all good things must eventually come to an end. And we are at the end of this year's marathon. However, as you can see with the thumbnail, I have the perfect way to end this marathon. Instead of Shocktober, it is Rocktober. Boy, did this guy decide to go biblical. Now, this article was published on the 18th of October, 2024. Top Court upholds 28-year sentence for husband who offlined his wife on a fishing trip. Boy, this guy decided to go straight up Godfather style. Yeah, he made her sleep with the fishes. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Supreme Court upheld a 28-year prison sentence Thursday for a man in his 30s who was put on trial for offlining his wife by throwing her into the sea and hurling stones at her during a fishing trip. The 31-year-old husband, surnamed Park, little detail, this is actually coming out of Korea, was indicted for terminating his wife, identified as A, last July while they were on a fishing trip in the Jomjin Island in Incheon. He pushed her into the sea and threw stones at her. An investigation revealed that Park had meticulously planned the crime, researching tide schedules in advance and factoring in weather conditions and water depth to stage the termination as an accidental fall. Yeah, ladies, you think you plan things out? Oh, no. A thoroughly determined man will make a meticulous plan to get rid of you, if it comes to it. Park married A in 2020, but began harboring resentment after she discovered his affair that same year and continued to confront him about it. Now, right there, one has to ask, if she found her husband was being unfaithful, why did she stay? The answer that I'm going to give, more than likely, Mr. Park was a wealthy man, or he had some connections. Something that he had made her decide to stay. And in my humble opinion, if she decided to still stay after that, she should have left him the fuck alone. Last July, when he learned during a trip to Jomjin Island that his wife had purchased a luxury handbag, he decided he could no longer stay in the marriage and resolved to offline her. A lower court sentenced Park to 23 years in prison. The appellate court increased the sentence to 28 years. In its ruling, the appellate court stated that, quote unquote, despite the victim's pleas during the crime, the defendant did not stop and continued throwing stones. Eventually, he lifted a large stone and threw it at the victim's head, resulting in the termination. So yes, gentlemen, he literally went biblical. The court further condemned the act, stating, quote unquote, the method of the crime was extremely brutal. Yeah, she was going to get rocked or she was going to get drowned. It also highlights Park's attempt to cover up the crime by sending messages as if he was searching for the victim in an effort to disguise the termination as an accidental death and destroy evidence. Although Park paid 36 million won, or 27,000 in U.S. currency, to the victim's parents, the court noted that he had failed to reach a full settlement with the family. The appellate court said, given the severity of the crime and harm caused, it is difficult to consider the payment as grounds for a reduced sentence. The Supreme Court affirmed the decision, rejecting Park's final appeal, stating, it cannot be said that the 28-year sentence imposed by the lower court is excessively unjust. Well. Mr. Park was throwing stones, but unlike women, he did not hide his hands. Yeah. He let her know, you're going to be sleeping with the fishes today, woman. Now, people would say, oh my God, you're sort of victim blaming. No, as I stated earlier, when she found out about his affair and they just got married, she had every chance to probably annul that marriage and walk away. But nope, more than likely, like I said, he had money. But the fact that she decided to buy an expensive handbag, yeah, and that's what set him off. But yeah, how long do you think that man was more than likely being confronted about the affair? It says it right there. She continued to confront him about it. That's more than likely what really set him off. Or should I say, that's what lit the fuse. But then her buying lavish things behind his back, that's what set him off. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down, obviously, in public. Got to give that a 5. Method of execution, the rocks of righteousness. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. Of course, nobody was around, but they still had to fish her carcass out to sea. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, drowning or stoning, pick your way to be dispatched. I'm going to give that a 50 because he did both of them. And of course, for the uniqueness factor. First time I've heard of somebody getting stoned outside of a Muslim nation. So yeah, I'm going to give the uniqueness factor a 20 as well. So Park, the Punisher, gets a score of 160. Ah, gentlemen, the termination train continues to collect souls. But however, people will sit back and, like I said, they will more than likely say that I'm victim blaming because these women were taken offline. And I always say, listen, women tend to be the architect of their own demise by decisions that they make. A lot of women could have left bad situations when they did. However, a lot of women, they continue to fuck with their husbands or boyfriends or baby daddies or ex-boyfriends in some way, shape, or form. So if you're poking at a lion or a bear and that animal decides to, you know, smack your face off, do you get mad at the bear or the lion? No. They only did what was natural. Just like man. If man decides that you're going to piss him off, then guess what, ladies? You're going to get what you get. If you decide not to leave a situation, guess what? That's you saying, okay, I'm pretty much okay with whatever happens. Hey, I'm just the messenger. That's all I am. And what more can I say? There will be more. That's what I have to say. There will be more tickets being punched for the termination train. And I'm here for it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe in this day and age that men are not willing to go there and put you in the ground if you keep fucking with them, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that your society wants you to believe that you have over men, that always goes out. Feminism and the idea that you can use the system in your country to keep that man in line, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, you need to understand something. It is only because of a man's personal restraint that a lot of you are still drawing breath on this earth, that a lot of you are still above ground. However, when those chains of restraint finally break, hey, when that man's been pushed into a position to where he feels like he has nothing left to lose, guess what? All bets are off. And the mask goes on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.